where everybody stands right now, kind of a week through camp?
Yeah, everybody came in very good shape, very good condition. You know, most everybody's made a real commitment as far as having their weight where they need to be. And, you know, other than, you know, Chris, you know, with, you know, he's going to be a little bit. Everything is right where we need to be right now.
Having guys like OC and JPP and Justin together, how formidable is that group when they're on the field?
Oh, it's, you know, that is a formidable group. And, you know, they've all come in a good frame of mind. And I'm very pleased with where they are right now.
What did you expect to see from Marvin? What are you seeing?
A lot of quickness and explosiveness. You know, he's off to a good start, very good condition. You know, the thing with Marvin, he hasn't played in a couple of years. And, you know, it's a good thing. You got to pull him back a little bit sometimes, you know. And it's better to have to tell him, whoa, than go, you know. So he got to slow down a little bit, work technique, concentrate on technique a little bit more. But he's off to a good start in camp, and, you know, in preseason will tell us, you know, give us a real picture of where he is.
Did he lose any polish from what you were going to see of him in North Carolina?
You know, as far as from a quickness standpoint, I don't think so. He's very sudden coming off the ball and shows some strength and power. And when we get into live, when live bullets start being fired, it's really going to, you know, be the test of where he is right now. So. But when all of our drills and everything we're doing and out there in our team situations where, you know, it's not live, but it's as close as you can get to being live. I'm pleased with where he is.
What's been the benefit of having Sean Rogers around for Linval and for
Marvin? Oh, you know, especially with Chris being out, you know, Sean has come in here and made a strong commitment, you know, with his conditioning part of it. And, I really think Sean's going to be a guy that can really help us, you know, on Sundays. And been very good in the meeting rooms and a great frame of mind. And he's helping the young guys, and he's off to a good start.
Austin looks bigger than I remember him. It's been a while, obviously, since he's seen him on the field. Did you have any issues with his weight or conditioning or anything like that?
No. His weight is about, you know, roughly where it was when we left from OTAs. And very pleased with his mental approach right now. You know, I told him he's going to need to be patient with everything. You know, coming off of that long a layoff and not getting much time last year before he got the injury. And so I'm really pleased with where he is mentally right now.
JPP made a comment the other day about how he's 50% of his potential in his mind.
I saw that. You know, and I really do believe there's parts of JPP's game that there is a lot of room for improvement. Now, I don't know how you put a number on, you know, 50% or what percentage, but he can make a lot of improvement in a lot of areas. And one is, you know, his endurance. That's going to be a thing that he's got to work on. Last year, early in the season, of course, a lot of it was because of injuries with Tuck and OC. You know, it's really until way late in the season before we got everybody healthy and everybody out there. So JPP filled a void for us there of reps. I mean, he was taking, you know, 60, 70 reps, and it was hot. Opened up with Washington, it was hot. He had to go a lot of reps. Then we'd come back, we'd go to Philadelphia, and we got banged up a little bit, and he had to stay out there. And you know, his conditioning, his endurance, but the understanding of the game, he's still, you know, it's just a matter of time. I mean, he's improving in that area. He's in a good frame of mind. We're going to move him around a little bit like we've always done. And you know, he's got to learn. I've got to remember to be patient with him as far as some of the things that I put on.
Has there been a part where you can almost point to Tuck or point to OC and say, I might be saying it, but just watch them?
Oh, yeah, no doubt. There's a lot of that. There's a lot of that within that room. You know, we've got good leaders in there. And Tuck and OC have played at a high level for a long time. So he doesn't have to travel far to find somebody to learn from.
A couple of the offensive linemen said one of the differences they noticed in Jason was that last year, the year before, he would just in practice beat them on it, or try to beat them on athletic ability. Now they see him kind of countering moves, something he might not have done before. Is that what you mean by kind of learning the position and learning how to play?
Yeah, he's come into this season, and we've talked about things that we work on specifically, and in the past, you know, it was just by raw talent. You know, he just went out there and reacted to what he got. And there's things he's working on. And at times, you know, he gets stuck in the middle of a move that doesn't work. It doesn't look as good. Doesn't look as pretty. And but he's being patient with it. And he's made every effort, as he's always done since the first day he's come here. He makes every effort to do what you ask of him. And he's very easy guy to coach, and a lot of fun to coach and a lot of fun to be around.
Coach, with OC, can you tell that he's in a good state of mind? Can you tell he's happy, he's healthy? Is there a difference from OC you've seen in the past?
Well, one is the health standpoint. You know, he's not slowed down any, you know, from health issues in our meeting room. He's always been outstanding in our meeting room, you know, and whether he had issues outside of a meeting room, he's never carried them over into the meeting room. And he's off to a very good start. I like where OC is right now, and he adds to our group.
Do you think this can be a better defensive line this year?
Yeah. There's a lot of areas we can improve on that we talked about on the whole offseason. You know, I've got all the good plays on the cutups, and I got all the bad plays too. And it's easy, you know, with just some focus, we can clean up some of the things that we need to improve on. So yeah, I think that we can make improvement, and all the way across the board, inside and outside. So that's what we're trying to do. And the guys have done a good job right now focusing on the things that we've asked them to make improvements on.
Thank you, Coach.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you.